Welcome back to Sefer Nehemiah, time for Nach. It's the sixth parak of Sefer Nehemiah, parak Vav. The walls and gates are completed. They just lack one thing, and that's doors. It's interesting, the theme of doors does come up every now and again in Tanakh. We'll notice in the kinnas of Tisha B'Av, they hid idols, actually, behind doors. Door is an entranceway. It's a part of the house. Obviously, put your mezuzah next to the door or on the door frame. Door symbolizes how you're going to treat the house. That's why the mezuzah is there, to make sure that it's framed. The house is framed in as much as the house is there for kedusha. It's there for avodas Hashem. It's there for avas Hashem. Now, the problem is, given that they didn't have doors yet, it means that those who are unwelcome could enter the city. Which we're going to see, hence Sanballat being there and conspiring in the second Pasuk. This is Sanballat, now remember, he's the enemy, him and Tuvia. He tries to lure Nehemiah into meeting him privately four times and assassinate him. But Nehemiah realizes he refuses to meet him. And meanwhile, there's something quite sinister going on, because Nehemiah goes to Shemaiah, who is what's called Atsur at home. Atsur means he was ill, or it means he was vying, he wanted prophecy. He was encased and closed. Shemaiah told Nehemiah, do a favor, take refuge in the Mikdash. The enemies are plotting to kill you that night. And Nehemiah realized that Shemaiah must have been bribed by the enemy to try and persuade Nehemiah to meet Sanballat. And therefore, this plan failed too. Unbelievable. This was another plan to assassinate Nehemiah by him being found in the Mikdash and him being killed there. By the way, how did Nehemiah know? So the Malbim said that Shemaiah had earlier given a prophecy that Nehemiah would one day be king. Now, he can't say, have a prophecy that he's going to be killed and be king, because they contradict each other. It's very interesting, because you see that given the fact they contradict, that means that if there was a prophecy that he'd be killed, it couldn't change, right? In other words, you could ask it as a question, why can't there be a prophecy he'd be killed? But because of the advice that Shemaiah is giving Nehemiah, now he'll avoid being killed. No, apparently that prophecy of being killed can't change, which is very interesting, exactly how and why that should be. Either way, the walls were completed, and this is after, by the way, 52 days, which is from his arrival to Yerushalayim, or maybe from Sanballat's attempt to kill him, and several men of Yehuda maintained contact with Tuvia, that was the other enemy, because they'd married into each other's families. Tuvia was Jewish, of course, and some even tried to convince Nehemiah that Tuvia was actually a noble person, he was a tzaddik or whatever, but of course Nehemiah wasn't buying that either. That's Perek Vav. I think it's important we see a very important side of leadership. In the previous Perek, we saw that a leader cares for the oppressed, cares for the poor, sorts things out, and leads by example. Here we see a leader's not naive. The sixth parak says that a leader knows when people are plotting against him. A leader has to get dirty, deal with those who are trying to sabotage his plans, and be very aware of what's going on the ground. That's parak Vav of Sefer Nehemiah.